Moirid b'malchus evi. Your husband was a Moirid b'malchus, he was. He was going against the king. A person that goes against the king, you don't have to paskin, there's no shdin Torah. That's why you could do it even at night time also. She said back to Dovido, Adayin shol kayim, but still right now shows the king. Like your tivah didn't go around the world yet. People still know about Shaul, not about you. Is Omalo, so David said to Abigail, that Borech Taimech Bruchot, that you should bless your Taimech, the time, the smell, the taste of you, and you should have a Brucha. Asher Kelisonia Yemazer, Mivor Badomin, that you saved me from killing somebody. Zomar Domin Tarti Mashma, Domin is Mashma, two bloods, who was two? El Malam, and it means like this. She Gil Sereshuka, that she uncovered her thigh, for holach le'oira gimel pasoyis, and like it lit up, it was so light, gimel pasoyis, it was lit up. So Rashi says, kilisoni menato, you saved me, v'domim, dam nigo shvichas dom. That's what it means. You saved me from two things. You saved me from killing, and you also saved me from dam nidus. What does that mean? That means like this, she'gil sashuka, she like uncovered her thigh, v'nis avelo, and David had a big tiger to live with her, v'tova, and he asked to be with me. And she didn't listen to him. So it means that night Abigail saved David from two types of bloods. Not from killing her husband, and not from living with her, even though she was an Eder. So he said to Ashmili, listen to me, like, let's be together now. She said to him, Zois, like, don't do such a thing like this. Trashik my pick a brachim. Like, it's not nice to do such a thing like this, like to live with me now. Is Mechlal Diikla Achriti. So, it shouldn't be like a stumbling block for you. Like, don't do that there now. Zamora says, it says in the Pasuk Zois, Latiya Zois. My case now shouldn't be for stumbling block. So, Tadiyak, Zois, this case, Mechlal Diikla Achriti. There's another case, and he won't be able to stand through that case. The next time met up with Basheva, they're talking live with her. Trashi Maninu Maisa de Basheva Maskon, the muscle of the Maskon, Hakiyev, it happened that Dov would live with Basheva. Vachi Perushim, Midikarma Lo. So Mer said that this is the right she was in Nevia. Because she said Nevia is that, yeah, I'm not going to be a stumbling block now, but Mashma, another time I will be a stumbling block. Like she said, Nevuah now, that Dov is going to have a stumbling block with Abasheva. That's what she said back to David. When she was going away, Omrule, he said to her, she said to him, she said back to David, Hashem should be good to you, but you should remember me. In other words, she agreed, really, she wanted to live with David. She wanted to get married to David. She said, remember me. Is Omar Rav Nachman, Hainul Diyam Rish, this is what people say. Issa saw a lady, Fahadi Shusa Pilcha. When they talk, they have the needle there also, they're still weaving. In other words, that they also put a good word in for themselves. Rashi, Fahadi Shusa Pilcha. Im Sheisha Madaberis, even when Isha's talking, he tova. She's still weaving. Kleimar. Im shehima daberes imo abayla heskiru lo yasatzma shim yomos yisyenu. Even though she was talking about her own husband, like, don't kill my husband, she also put a word in to say that Lu Yitzui, he dies, then you should know, then I'll marry you. She also spoke about herself that she would really want to marry David. And Nikodiyami, some says like this, Shvil v'yozabar abza. Even when the abza, the geese, stop talking, v'yenayu mitayful, but their eyes are still going further. In other words, she still had a mind for herself. Vayta Chulda, how do we know Chulda was Neviyah? The Hasidic Pasuk says, Vayela Chilkiyo HaKoyin, V'yachikon V'yakfor, U'vemokom D'koyin. And it says there, Chulda also says there. Yeah. The end of the Pasuk. So try it, Chulda was a Nevuah. So Marissa Kasher, V'mokom D'koyin Yemiyo, Heichem is Naboi, L'chur Yemiyo was also a Nevuah at that time. So how come Chulda said Nevi'is, if Yemiyo was a Navi then? Is Hirshim is not v'iyu. Is Amr, they said, Amr be Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Chulda Krovis Yirmiyahu Hoysa. She was a relative to Yirmiyahu. V'lehevi Makbed Olay. He didn't care, even if she would say Nevi'is also. So therefore, Yirmiyahu gave her permission to say Nevi'is. Of the Kasher is V'yashiyo Gufa, Heichi Shavik Yirmiyahu Mishad L'gabo. How come Yishayo sent a message to her, to ask her, why didn't Yishayo go to Yirmiyahu? Amri Devei Rav, Shila, Bivnei Shanoshim Rachmoni Yisein. They wanted to go talk because she'll have more Rachmonis on them. The Messiah said the lady has more Rachmonis. Rav Yechonin Omar, Yirmiyahu Lehevi Yosem. Another Teretz is that at that time when Yishayahu sent the message then, he wasn't around. Yirmiyahu wasn't there then. Therefore, he had to go to Chulda. Hevi Yosem. Shaholach Lehachsar Seras HaShvotim. Yirmiyahu went to be master of the Ten Shvotim. He wasn't around at the time they did Nevi'is. Therefore, they only went to Chulda. Uminolon deyahadri. How do we know that Yirmiyahu brought back the Ten Shvotim? You'll see what the pasuk says. Ki ha-moicher el ha-moicher la-yoshef. That means a selling to buying back won't return. Ef she-yoivu boto v'novi misnabolov shivato. That yoivu will be boto and nobody talks about it. And what I'm talking about now is selling, and you get it back again. And that's the din in Yovel. At the end of Yovel, you get it back again. El Malamed, it means to tell us, Shemiyo Herzirun, that Shemiyo made the ten Shvatim come back again. Shrashik, Efsha Yovel Botel, that Nishagolo Aseres HaShvatim, Pimei Cheskiyo, when the ten Shvatim left Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was Botel the Yovel. Shenem Malachol Yoshveho, that Yovel is told you when all Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. And not when some Jews are outside Eretz Yisrael, then we do not have Yovel. Nimso mishagolu shevet Reuven v'gad v'chat shevet Menashe kva botlo ha-yovos v'yecheskel ho-yim esnadel yachas man shivatom. Sakam he was talking about Yovel, it's not Megeya. Elamai elamalamet shimiyo echzirun v'yoyser shona shenimso ha-sefer v'yishona shmein ha-sol yeshayo. So Mashmim Yotaka brought back the ten Shvatim to Eretz Yisrael. Now that they came back to Eretz Yisrael, there was a locha of Yovel. So it's good why he spoke about selling your fields, about giving it back, the end of Yovel, because it would be no geya. Because Yirmiyahu went to bring all Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. Right. V'yishayahu ben Amon, Melech Alein, he was the king over them. You see, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Mahatzion Alaz Asher Ani Roya." Vayomer Elav Ansha Yirm Hakever Ishul Akim Asher Bom Yehuda Vayikras Advar Meila Asher Asisa Alam Isbeach VeBeis Kel. Yeah. VeChimativo Shay Yeshayo Alam Isbeach VeBeis Kel. What does Yeshayo have to do with the Isbeach that was in Beis Kel? Ela Malamed She Yeshayo Mela Molech Alayim. That Yeshayo was the king over them. He was the king of that place. Rav Nachman Omer Mehocha, from this pasuk that says, Gam Yehuda Ashos Kotzir Loch Beshuv Yishvusami, that you see they made a king when the Shvusami, when the Shvatim came back again. So there was a matzah that the Shvatim came back. Rav Ashos Ksir means Ofer Chayel Gdula. They made a big greatness about it, like a point to somebody when they brought back the ten Shvatim. Vayta Esther, how do we know Esther was in the Nevua? Tichsiv, Vayihi Bayeim HaShlishi, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. She put on Malchus, Rati Gemara, Big Day Malchus Mibola. She just said she put on the clothing of kingdom. What do you mean, Malchus? Ela Shelovshosa Ruach HaKodesh. It means Esther was in the Nevua. And now she got Ruach HaKodesh, now she got a Nevius. Ksiv Loch, it says over here, Vatil Bash. You see, Loshin Ruach Lov Shalosh goes on Ruach HaKodesh. So you see, Esther was Nevuah. Vir. Omer Rav Nachman, Lo Yoye Yurosa Lenoshe, it's not good for an Isha to be a Yehura, to be a Magaivnik, to be haughty, to be too high. Tarti Noshe Yehurin Hevi, there were two ladies that were big shots, Yehurin Hevi, Osni and Shemayu, and Hashem changed their name for the bed, changed the name into the bed. Choda Shema Zibruta, one name was Zibruta, like a hornet, the Choda Shema Kakushta, and one name was Kakushta. So these were two people, Rashi says,
Ziburto Devoiro. Kakushta, that's Kulda. These are the two names that got changed around. As both of them said like Divrei Gaiva, and that's why the names were changed for the bit. Ksivbo says like this. Vatishlach Vatikru Laborak. That Devoiro went to call to Borak. She didn't go to Baruch. She sent a messenger. So you have to say she's too great to go to him. So because of that, the Vera's name was changed over to Ziburto like a hornet. Karkusha, well, that's going on. Achuda, Ksivbo says by her, Omru Liish, she said, tell the man, Vloyomru Omru Lamelech, she didn't say go tell the king. So it's also like a gaiva, she didn't talk nicely to the king. So because of that, they changed over her name from Chuda to Karkusha. Omer Rav Nachman, Chulda mivnei bonim shel Yeshua hoisa. Chulda, she was from the children of Yeshua. Ksiv Ocha says over here, Ben Chachom, Uksiv Hosom, Chachas, Uksiv Hosom, Betimnos Charas. So you see, it has to do one or the other that Chulda was from the children of Yeshua. Esrei Avakash on you. Esrei Ravina, Sabol Rav Nachman, Shemoina Neviim. There were eight Neviim. Vehem Kahanim, Yotzu Mirochav Azoyna, came out of Rochav Azoyna. V'yelu Vey, these are the eight Nevi'im, Nero, Boruch, Vesoro, Machsi, Yimioch, Gyo, Hanamel, Visholim. V'yab Yehudu Vey, Ma'av Chulda, Hanevi'ah, Mibnei B'nei Asher Rochav Azoyna Hoysa. That Chulda also was from the children of Rochav Azoyna. So it's a stirum. How could you say that Chulda was from Yeshua? Here it says Chulda was from the children of Rochav Azoyna. That Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Ben Tikvas by Chulda. Uksiv Hosom es Tikvas Chut Hashoni. Says by Rochav Azoyna, that she let the two spies down with the Chut. So you see that what, that Chulda was from the generation, the children of Rochav Azoyna. So Omalei, Ina Saba, some say Ina Saba said it. V'yarmala, some say Pas Yuchni, another expression of a person said it. As a black thing. What?
Black bull.
Black bull, yeah. Is Minoch and Minoch to Stayin. That for me and you together we'll have a good pshat. Shmaitator. The pshat is like this. The exposed true. The Igaira, Rochav Azoyna became a Gersh and became a Jew. The Nasma Yeshua and Yeshua married her. So both Sukkim are true. Chulda came out from Rochav and she also came out from Yeshua because they both married one another. For the Gemara, Yeshua, or the Nasu Yeshua, for the Gemara, Mihavulaizaru Yeshua, did Yeshua have any children? For here the Pasuk says, Nun, Binoi, Yeshua, so we dashin that Binoi, Bini, Lohevi, that Nun, Binoi, Yeshua, we dashin that Yeshua didn't have any children. Trashi, Nun, Binoi, Yeshua, Binoi, Eshevet Ephraim, Miyachas, Akosid, Ad Yeshua. Om Yeshua Lamatul Yichasish, it doesn't say any children after Yeshua. So with Ashen, that means Yeshua didn't have any children. So how can we say now that Chulda came out from Yeshua? The Teretz is, Bini Loi Hevilei, Ami Benosin Hevilei. True, he didn't have any children, boys, but I call upon them girls he had. So Mela from the girls, that future generations, came out Chulda.